From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An accusation on Syria. The human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes. Amnesty says it has evidence of attacks on 6 healthcare facilities. 3 civilians were killed in the attacks and 44 wounded. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the 6-day-old ceasefire is largely holding. European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high. He says further measures are needed to curb it. Speaking Thursday at a joint press conference in Ankara, Tusk said turning illegal migrants back would break the business model of smugglers who are arranging the sea crossings. A military court in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has sentenced to death a former journalist who helped the Al-Shabaab group kill 5 fellow reporters in Mogadishu. According to the court verdict, Hassan Hanafi assisted the Islamist militant group by identifying possible targets among journalists between 2007 and 2011. In an interview last month with Somali government radio, Hanafi admitted to playing a role in some of the killings. North Korea fired several short-range projectiles Thursday in what seemed to be an act of defiance against the expanded sanctions that were adopted Wednesday by the United Nations Security Council. South Korea's defense ministry said it is investigating the incident. It is unclear exactly how many projectiles were fired or if they were short-range missiles, but the ministry said they flew 100 or 150 kilometers before falling into the sea. This is VOA News. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney sharply criticized businessman Donald Trump Thursday, casting him as unfit to be president of the United States.
You know, we've long referred to him as the Donald. He's the only person in the entire country to whom we have added an article before his name. And it wasn't because he had attributes we admired.
He told an audience at the University of Utah that Trump is a phony and a fraud. Later Thursday, Trump lashed back, calling Romney's remarks nasty.
I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant. Look, Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly.
A group of 60 Republican foreign policy veterans signed a joint letter opposing Trump, saying he would, quoting now, act in ways that make America less safe and which would diminish our standing in the world, end of quote. Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator says talks with Taliban-led insurgent groups are a last opportunity for an accord. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
Direct peace negotiations between Afghan government and Taliban delegates are expected to take place in neighboring Pakistan later this week. A four-nation coordination group consisting of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, the United States, and China has prepared the ground for the long-awaited talks. The chief Afghan peace negotiator, Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai, says the 4 countries involved have prepared a roadmap that will ensure a sustainable and productive peace process. Ayaz Ghul, Kabul.
A Burundian opposition group is welcoming the selection of former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa as the new mediator for talks between the government and other stakeholders. A South African court has denied Olympian Oscar Pistorius the right to appeal his conviction for the murder of his girlfriend. That ruling clears the way for the judge to sentence him on a murder conviction. Authorities are saying it is premature to conclude that an apparent piece of the jetliner that has washed up in Mozambique is from flight MH370, missing for 2 years. Steve Herman reports.
A white meter-long chunk of metal discovered on the coast of Southeast Africa is being sent to Australia for testing to determine whether it is part of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The piece of debris was found this week in Mozambique. Malaysia's transport minister, Liao Tiong Lai, spoke to reporters in Kuala Lumpur Thursday.
Let's wait for us to verify if it is really confirmed it is MH370. Then we follow suit with many other action taken.
Australia's transport minister says the location is consistent with drift modeling. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
Taking a brief look at market activity on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day up. European markets were down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.